This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. My first guests joining on the line today are Sharon Gateman and UAS Chancellor Caulfield, who are here to talk about the UAS Meritorious Service Award. Hello, Sharon, and hello, Chancellor Caulfield.
Hey, so thanks for having us. This is great fun to be with the Chancellor and with you. So thank you.
Happy to be here, Cheryl. Thank
well,
you.
Well, great. And Sharon, wonderful.
Oh, it's Cheryl. Gosh, I'm sorry. I just got in late. Hey, even color me not deserving.
Well, it is great to have both of you with us this afternoon calling in remotely. Sharon, congratulations on this award. How did it feel to learn that you were one of the recipients this year?
Surreal. You know, it's just nothing I ever thought about for me. I mean, I married a Peter Freer, right? He got it 3 years ago. So, and so many of our friends. And wow, I'm just overwhelmed, or as I sometimes say, verklempt.
All right. I love a Juno Afternoon when we can bring a little Yiddish onto the airwaves.
Right.
Chancellor Caulfield, I want to talk about all of the amazing things that Sharon has done in town to deserve this honor. But maybe you can first tell us, Chancellor, what the Meritorious Service Award is all about.
Well, I'm happy to do that. First of all, it is the end of our academic year, and normally this weekend would be our commencement for our three campuses in Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan. And obviously, because of the COVID pandemic, we're not able to do that in person. But it is the time of year where we celebrate the accomplishments of our graduates, first and foremost, but also we get to recognize members of our community who have done outstanding work in support of the life of our community in so many different ways. And so we actually have a virtual commencement event that will be appearing on our webpage on Saturday so that all of our graduates will be recognized. And we'll have events from our Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan campuses and also a Native graduation ceremony. But when we do a commencement, we commonly will make the award to in two different categories. The first category is an honorary doctorate degree, and we have one recipient this year. I'm very pleased to announce that Clark Greening, who many people listening today will know, is a recipient of the honorary doctor of laws degree. He served two terms in the Alaska State Legislature. He was key to creation of the Alaska Permanent Fund, and certainly had a long list of contributions, both in terms of the state's philanthropic community and public service volunteer work. So congratulations to Clark for his honorary doctorate. And then we have two Meritorious Service Award winners, including Sharon. And I'm delighted that Sharon's able to join us on the phone today. And the criteria for a Meritorious Service Award is evidence of significant public, academic, volunteer, philanthropic, or cultural or artistic service to our communities where our campuses are located. And I can't think of a more deserving recipient than Sharon Gateman. The other recipient is William Todd Hunt, and we had a chance to talk about him last week. But Sharon, as you well know, has been a part of the Alaskan community for over 40 years, an integral part of our Juneau community. We have a process for inviting nominations for recipients of these awards, and we had any number of people in the community who stepped up and said, well, Sharon Gateman deserves this recognition by the University of Alaska Board of Regents. And, of course, that's what's happened. Sharon has been involved with K2 Public Radio, with Juneau Rotary, with the Bartlett Hospital Foundation, the Alaska Travel Industry Association, the Juneau Convention and Visitors Bureau. She actually worked for a time at the University of Alaska Southeast. So people told us that wherever there's a need in the community, Sharon Gateman probably was involved as a volunteer. So I can't think of a more deserving recipient than Sharon for this award, and our University of Alaska Board of Regents endorsed that wholeheartedly. So congratulations, Sharon.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Rick. Thank you.
Yeah. And Sharon, you know, I'll just add a little bit to the listing of your resume of things here and state that you did start your Juno life, if I have this correctly, by working at KTOO-TV. You had a big hand in things in your early days here. You've, of course, been on the radio numerous times here at KTOO. You're a radio personality with the commercial stations. I'm curious, where does all of the desire for community connection and engagement come from with you?
Wow. What, you know, I'm going to deflect a little by just saying that Juno's the type of place where I think people just naturally want to get involved. I mean, my joke is usually if you go to a meeting in Juno and push your hair out of your eyes, somebody will think you're raising your hand. And the next thing you know, you're not only a member of whatever it is, but you're the chair. And Juno, that's what makes Juno a community. I think it's more of that, of a lot of people doing things like that than, say, me as an individual just wanting to do public service. I just love Juno.
And as you look back on the past few decades, what have been some of the real standout opportunities or projects you've had the opportunity to work on?
Okay, so moving from St. Louis to Juno for only 1 year to help sign on K2TV, and that was in 1978 and pretty memorable. And then in 81, I went to the then non-accredited Invisible University of Alaska, Juno, and got to be there for its major, reformative years. They weren't formative years, but they were great years. It's when we started Tuxedo Junction, and that's a pretty cool thing, too. And then being, you know, the marketing and trade person for the Division of Tourism for years, let me get involved with a lot of tourism entities, both in the state but nationally and internationally as well. So I'm grateful for that. But I got to say, with the chancellor sitting there, the thing I'm probably most proud of is with Deb Smith and Missouri Smythe, producing King Island Christmas, the first year to honor Gene Rogers and Rima Nyos, and then taking it ultimately to Edinburgh and the Fringe. So, and the chancellor and his wife, Annie, were singers in that. So thank you again, sir.
It was a delightful experience.
So it was amazing.
What are what are some of the projects you're currently working on or looking forward to?
Projects now?
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you excited about? What are you working on?
Well, I was originally working on a big family event in Juno this summer. Our daughter got married, but that party's going to be on hold for another year. You know, which I just do personal things. I mean, I'm a member of the League and the Slam and the New Jack. I love being involved with that, and hopefully that will reach fruition. I love being involved with the university, and I'm on the Bartlett Hospital Foundation board. I love it, Rotary. But mostly I'm kind of retired, I think, and don't do as much as I did when I was younger, like your age, maybe.
Well, it sounds like even in retirement, you are still doing a ton of things for the community of Juno. Finally, how are you going to celebrate this award, Sharon?
You know what? Peter and I are going to tune in on Sunday afternoon, not only to because I want to be there to watch all these graduates and certificate recipients be there on the, you know, I want to be there for the culmination of all of their hard work. And, Rick, you said something about me with service to the community. I once again have to give you the big shout out. This is your last graduation, virtually or otherwise, for the University of Alaska Southeast. And you, sir, and Annie are the gifts to the community. I could say two, but really, you're in a class by yourselves, and I'm so happy to have known and worked with you over these years.
Well, thank you. You're very, very kind. But I think about, you mentioned your husband, Peter, being a recipient of this award several years ago, and I think about the two of you and all that you have given to our Juno community, and this is just a highly fitting honor for you, Sharon, as well as it was for Peter, and we're very grateful for all the service that you both have given to our community over many, many years.
Well, thank you.
So, Chancellor, do you want to give the details of how people can tune in to watch the virtual graduation on Sunday?
Yes, it's actually Saturday. It'll be available on our webpage. And it is largely pre-recorded, so it's not actually a streaming event because we just can't have all of our graduates in one place, as you understand. But the website is uas.alaska.edu/commencement. And so as of Saturday morning, you should be able to go there, and you'll see a button to click on any number of different components of our commencement. We've tried to hold true to as many of the elements of a normal commencement event as possible. So we do have a commencement speaker. It's Ms. Emily Edenshaw. And we have a student speaker, Ms. Crystal Briette, who's graduating this year. She's been the editor of the Whale Song newspaper on our campus. And then I also have an opportunity to speak and to honor Sharon and Todd Hunt, as well as Clark Greening. So you'll have a chance to hear those and then also see the photographs and names of our graduates. We have over 400 graduates across our three campuses this year, and so you'll have a chance to see the names there and the degrees that they are earning.
All right, terrific. Is there anything else either of you would like to add or share before
Thank you. Thank you so much for the award, Chancellor, but also for the time to visit with you both today. Thank you.
Yes, and congratulations again. We're just really honored privileged to have this honor to recognize your work.
All right.
Thank you.
Sharon Gateman and Chancellor Caulfield, thank you so much for spending time with us today. It was great fun talking to you, and have a wonderful rest of your afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.